This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and what a day, what a day, what a day, what a day, what a day. Yesterday was, and we are broadcasting on the my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. Welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast to stations all across America. And special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now, all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite. And also to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital, our ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and the Border Patrol, too. And I'm going to tell you something that I saw right here in our area with the Border Patrol yesterday in a little bit. But to all those people working on the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting that mail so that you can get your mail today. And let's not forget the Uber, the Lyft, and the taxi drivers as well. We thank you for the job you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
One question before we say the pledge. Does Adam Schiff still live in California? Is he still popular? Is he about to move?
I think if I was Adam Schiff, I'd be trying to sort of slink out the back of the hearing room.
All right. And it's not funny, but we'll get into all that in a minute. Okay. You ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that. Well, Kyle, wow, let me start with this phrase first. It was a bad day for the swamp. Not once, but twice. The morning session before the House Judicial Committee, and then the afternoon session in front of the House Intel Committee. But there was a third time, too. There was a court case that went against the Democrats, and that didn't fare well for them, involving the Trump family. And so they were 0-for-3 in that respect. And then Trey Gowdy said that everything that took place with Robert Mueller was an unmitigated train wreck. Now, I kind of like that one.
Yeah, I think that's an apt description. It certainly was a train wreck for the Democrats, Schiff and Nadler and a host of others, and even some in the media, Captain, you know, because this was get your popcorn out, you know, get your cheese puffs or whatever and sit in front of your TV and wait for the impeachment train to start up here. But that, of course, never happened. And, you know, I think, Captain, as we talk about this tonight, you know, I think you've got some people who wanted it to be as though, well, Trump sort of beat the rap on this and the questioning didn't go well. Trump didn't have to beat any rap because there wasn't any rap to beat. This was an actual abject failure of a concocted thing, starting with the false dossier and the FISA warrants and then the calls for the investigation and all this stuff this was exactly right, the unmitigated train wreck that Trey Gowdy described it as.
Well, here's some of the political reporters chiming in on the networks. ABC News' Terry Moran said, and I quote, "Impeachment is over. I don't think Nancy Pelosi is going to stand for her members bringing forth something that's going to obviously lose." Then former Senator Claire McCaskill, Democrat of Missouri, said, and I quote, "I think the Democrats have to be disappointed that Mueller didn't more vigorously defend his process and the team." Then we heard from CNN commentator Alice Stewart, who said, and I quote, "Aside from difficult-to-watch testimony, there's been no new information and no elaboration on the 448-page report." And then finally, CNN's Jake Tapper said, "There were also times when it seemed like Mueller was unfamiliar with parts of the investigation." And I want to go into that for a second. It did look like he was disorganized and in disarray. It did look like he wasn't really the guy that was in charge because he didn't know the answers to some of the questions that he should have known.
Absolutely.
Like fusion GPS?
Hey, what's that? You know, what are you talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And this is...
And that's what started all of it.
Exactly. That's what led to the original FISA warrants and the renewals of those FISA warrants. And so for him to not have a working knowledge that you and me and so many other people who have followed this story have the, you know, if you ask us, what is Fusion GPS? Well, we'll tell you all kinds of stuff about it. But that was quite concerning because that, among other things, showed that Mr. Mueller, and for some reason, just has no command of the subject matter. And this is quite.
And he looked quite old and quite frail and quite elderly.
Right, and that's very sad. And quite frankly, I don't know that he had any business testifying in front of Congress. We know that he resisted that. But again, and here's what the Democrats will do. We talked about this earlier in the week. The idea that, hey, you know, if they have to go after Mueller in order to get what they want, they're going to do that too. And that's why they drug him in front of this committee.
And they did not get what they wanted to get. And, Adam Schiff is, still acting like as if he's going to trudge on. So isn't Jerry Nadler. I have no doubt that they probably won't try to do it, but it's time for the American people to wake up because here we are $30 million later. 500 witnesses, 2,800 subpoenas, and they have nothing to show for it except some not related to the investigation convictions.
Well, exactly right, because they drew so many people into their dragnet and they found a bunch of other stuff, but nothing on Trump.
Yeah. All right, here comes the music. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more. I've got a lot of audio clips to play tonight about what took place today. You're going to get a kick out of what happens when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Gallagher. We certainly do appreciate that very, very, very much. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with severe and nagging pain like I have because I have arthritis and I've had a number of fractures which have led to the arthritis, and that's what happens when you break bones later on in life, I want you to check out Relief Factor and sign up for the 3-week quick start, which will only cost you $19.95. Now, here's why. Because this is all natural. It works for the problems that I've got, including the swelling in my ankles and my left leg, which tries to make up for the right leg, which has a replacement ankle. You know how that goes. And it's worked ever since I started taking it. So to make a long story short, you go over to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Sign up for the $19.95 3-week quick start, and away you go. And I'm sure, because of what's happened to me and all the different emails I've been getting from the people that now are letting me know they're trying it and it's working, I'm sure it's going to help you with your problem with your severe and your nagging pain. Again, it beats the alternative, which is prescription drugs that are going to have side effects and all sorts of stuff like it did with me. So, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and check it out. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. And, Kyle, we've got people chiming in here. Dave Webb up there in Indiana is telling me he just about fell out of his chair. He was laughing so hard when the song came on during the break there, Celebration. You know, Celebrate.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, because we're all feeling like we're in a pretty good mood. And we are, and we should be. And Catwoman and Road Dog are down in Texas headed to Laredo. They're almost there, they say. And they're saying someone should be able to stop the funding for these investigations. Well, unfortunately, Catwoman and Road Dog, the Democrats run the House of Representatives, and they're the ones that control the purse strings. So if they want to investigate and they want to just keep throwing money up there, they can do that, and all we can do is vote them out. Right, Kyle?
Absolutely.
That's all we can do. Now, I want to play a little audio here because I got a lot of stuff. This is kind of what set the tone for the day. This was Congressman Kelly Armstrong of the House Judiciary Committee in the morning asking questions of Robert Mueller. It was just a short little clip, but it kind of set the tone up for where we were going to go with this later. So here we go.
Aaron Zellblee, the guy sitting next to you, represented Justin Cooper, a Clinton aide who destroyed one of Clinton's mobile devices. And you must be aware by now that six of your lawyers donated $12,000 directly to Hillary Clinton. I'm not even talking about the $49,000 they donated to other Democrats, just the donations to the opponent who was the target of your investigation.
Now, he pointed out the attorney that was sitting there, the former chief of staff for Robert Mueller, and he also pointed out later on, they rattled off, I think it was Jim Jordan did this, rattled off a whole bunch of people and how much money they had given to, it was Ratliff that did that, Congressman Ratliff, that rattled off all these different people that were Democrats and how much money they'd given to the Hillary campaign and then how much money the other members of the staff had given to the Democrats in general. And it was just astounding to hear these numbers being rattled off.
Oh, sure, exactly. And what was also just really of great concern was that Mueller didn't seem to have any real idea of who was part of this team or what their backgrounds were and what their conflicts, their obvious conflicts of interest could be in this whole thing. This was not some small investigation. This literally holds the balance of our republic. You know, this is a really big deal. And to have what seemed to be such horrible either disinterest or simply not being informed, but whatever it is, total mismanagement of one of the most important investigations, obviously, that has ever been brought. But, of course, now we know, and we've known for a long time, and I don't think Mueller could even speak to the idea, when did you know that there was no collusion? Of course, you and I, Captain, we know that was day one. There was no collusion.
Well, I could be wrong, but I was watching his body language, Mueller I'm talking about, his body language. And he looked like his body was there, but his brain wasn't in the room. Kind of looked like a little bit of dementia to me. I could have been wrong, but it kind of looked like it. And he didn't sound his normal self with his forceful voice. I can remember him having a very strong and a forceful voice, and he was acting frail like he was weak. But here's the tete-a-tete between Mueller and Matt Gaetz, Florida congressman out of Florida District 1 up in the panhandle. Here's a conversation they had that really got everybody's heads turning.
Director Mueller, can you state with confidence that the Steele dossier was not part of Russia's disinformation campaign?
No, as I said in my opening statement, building of the case was predated me and by at least 10 months.
Now, I'm going to stop that for a minute. Do you hear his voice? Do you hear the wavering in the voice?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
That's an elderly voice, number one. Number two, the person is sick or ill or something, right? Because I know, I remember that week to 10 days that you've worked with me because I got food poisoning and I wound up losing my voice in the process, and it was a struggle every night to say anything.
Right. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
No, but so we don't know what is happening here. We don't know if something has happened recently. He doesn't seem to be the same person who issued his statement.
And I'm going to go back to just about another minute of this because this is where this really gets interesting, the questions and the answers we're hearing, because it's like he's not even in the room, but here we go.
Paul Manafort's alleged crimes regarding tax evasion predated you. You had no problem charging them. And matter of fact, this Steele dossier predated the Attorney General, and he didn't have any problem answering the question. When Senator Cornyn asked the Attorney General the exact question I asked you, Director, the Attorney General said, and I'm quoting, "No, I can't state that with confidence. And that's one of the areas I'm reviewing. I'm concerned about it, and I don't think it's entirely speculative." Now, if something is not entirely speculative, then it must have some factual basis, but you identify no factual basis regarding the dossier or the possibility that it was part of the Russia disinformation campaign. Now, Christopher Steele's reporting is referenced in your report. Steele reported to the FBI that senior Russian foreign ministry figures, along with other Russians, told him that there was, and I'm quoting from the Steele dossier, "extensive evidence of conspiracy between the Trump campaign team and the Kremlin. So here's my question. Did Russians really tell that to Christopher Steele, or did he just make it all up and was he lying to the FBI?
Let me back up a second, if I could, and say, as I said earlier, with regard to Steele, that's beyond my purview.
No, it is.
How many times did he say that's beyond my purview? How many times did he say that?
Oh, a lot. Or things
20,
like
25?
Yeah.
Some number. Yeah, well, gosh, actually, it wasn't beyond his purview.
No, in fact.
It's what started it.
Yeah, and in fact, what we all thought that the Mueller report was supposed to be doing, and the Mueller investigation, the special counsel, was supposed to be trying to independently verify through, I don't know, evidence or witnesses or stuff like that, and not simply, just sort of go with things mm-hmm. that maybe were out in the public eye
right.
and the press.
Now, this is Congressman Jeffries, who is a Democratic congressman, who tried to label this a certain way, and then Mueller actually did a good thing here by saying, no, I don't agree with your description. Listen to this.
The investigation found substantial evidence that when the president ordered Don McGahn to fire the special counsel and then lie about it, Donald Trump, one, committed an obstructive act. Two, connected to an official proceeding. Three, did so with corrupt intent. Those are the elements of obstruction of justice. This is the United States of America. No one is above the law. No one. The president must be held accountable one way or the other.
Now let me just say, if I might, I don't subscribe necessarily to your the way you analyze that. I'm not saying it's out of the ballpark, but I'm not supportive of that analytical charge.
Okay. Pretty much said it right there, didn't he?
Yep, exactly.
And the other thing is how about Hillary Clinton? You know, Hillary Clinton has still got a microscope on her because of the Clinton Foundation paying $1.5 million for this dossier that wasn't legitimate to begin with. And somewhere along the line, you got to believe that Attorney General Barr, that the inspector general that's still out with his investigation.
Horowitz, yeah.
Yeah, and this U.S. attorney in Connecticut, who is, what's his name, Durham, is that right?
Yeah, Durham.
Yeah, who they are going to come on to something that's going to bring the Democrats into the mix, and it's going to be Hillary's crew that's going to be laid out on the carpet next. And that's where we might find out that there's direct involvement from the White House, people in the White House, with this. And here comes the music. So we'll have to hold that thought until we come back. And, folks, you see the door that we're opening here with all of this. And the Democrats have lost. They've lost big time, and they've got not one leg to stand on anymore. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says Robert Mueller did a horrible job during testimony on Capitol Hill and his investigation of Russia's meddling in the 2016 election.
This whole thing has been 3 years of embarrassment and waste of time for our country.
But Mueller said his investigation wasn't a witch hunt.
he didn't exonerate the president of wrongdoing, and he could be prosecuted after leaving office. He gave a long answer in responding to the question as to why he didn't subpoena President Trump.
We were almost towards the end of our investigation, and we'd had little success in pushing to get the interview of the president. We decided that we did not want to exercise the subpoena powers because of the necessity of expediting the end of the investigation.
This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and welcome back. This segment of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by Geico and your local Geico insurance office. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and it's the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about everything that you own. They offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your snowmobile, the car, the truck you're driving. They can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through the local Geico insurance agency. Now, if you don't know where your local Geico agent is, you can go to the website, geico.com. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and type in your zip code, and you'll find out where the closest people are to you, and then you go from there. And I'm telling you, they've done very well by me and vice versa, and I'm very happy with what they've been able to do. And the first thing they did for me was they saved me money on what the insurance was I was paying. So check them out. Find out what they're all about. Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. All right. Kyle Warden, professor of politics, is back with us. Well, Kyle, you know, they did a snap poll yesterday, and it was a Democratic snap poll. So this is kind of interesting. And there were a couple of them that went around. And the support from Democrats for Democrats in Congress dropped 15% yesterday.
Very interesting. Not surprising. And I think we're going to see another correlation as well. We saw what happened with CNN and MSNBC just even after the Mueller report was released. They had a huge dip in their viewership because it was a dud. It was a big nothing. It didn't deliver on the goods, quote-unquote. And now after today's hearings, I mean, that's 10 times worse than when the Mueller report was released.
Yeah, and I want you to listen again, folks, to what started all of this, Fusion GPS, and that dossier, that fake dossier that started all of this, that led to what went on and how we got Robert Mueller to begin with. Listen to this back and forth for just a little second here.
It's clear from your report and the evidence that the president wanted former Attorney General Sessions to violate the Justice Department ethics rules by taking over your investigation and improperly interfering with it to protect himself and his campaign. Your findings are so important because in America, nobody is above the law. I yield back the balance of my time.
Thank the gentleman for yielding back. The gentleman from Ohio.
Thank you. Director Mueller, my Democratic colleagues were very disappointed in your report. They were expecting you to say something along the lines of, here's why President Trump deserves to be impeached, much as Ken Starr did relative to President Clinton back about 20 years ago. Well, you didn't. So their strategy had to change. Now they allege that there's plenty of evidence in your report to impeach the president, but the American people just didn't read it. And this hearing today is their last best hope to build up some sort of groundswell across America to impeach President Trump. That's what this is really all about today. Now, a few questions. On page 103 of Volume 2 of your report, when discussing the June 2016 Trump Tower meeting, you reference, quote, the firm that produced the Steele reporting, unquote. The name of that firm was Fusion GPS. Is that correct?
And you're on page 103?
103, that's correct, volume 2. When you talk about the firm that produced the Steele reporting, the name of the firm that produced that was Fusion GPS. Is that correct?
I'm not familiar with that.
Wow. They should have stopped the presses on that one. I'm not familiar with that. How could you not be familiar with what started this whole mess to begin with?
That's right. And it's not because it, quote-unquote, predated him or something like that. Fusion GPS is at the very heart of the matter of this. And, it's unbelievable. I mean, I think so many people's mouths were just agape at this whole thing today. And, for Robert Mueller to not, again, have a command of the material, is quite concerning. But, you know, Captain, I think that the Democrats, just have absolutely blown it. They've completely crashed and burned on this. And when they go back to their constituencies, just like in the polls that you just mentioned, I think that their constituency has the right to say, what are you doing? Why are you even, you know, why should we reelect you? Because you're obviously not doing the job of being in Congress. You're just on this witch hunt.
Right. Now, let me play another minute of this, because then it goes on a little bit and it gets a little bit worse for Mueller.
It's not a trick question. It was Fusion GPS. Now, Fusion GPS produced the opposition research document widely known as the Steele dossier, and the owner of Fusion GPA was someone named Glenn Simpson. Are you familiar with?
This is outside my purview.
Okay. Glenn Simpson was never mentioned in the 448-page Mueller report, was he?
It's outside my purview.
It shouldn't be outside his purview, again, for the simple reason that it's all started with the Fusion GPS firm and that fake dossier they were peddling to the FISA court, which is how all of this other stuff started.
Right, which originated at the behest of a political campaign through the law firm, which went to Fusion GPS for the express purpose.
Yeah, it was what, Perns and Corey or something like that?
That's right.
Yeah, was the Clinton bunch.
Which was the Clinton bunch, mm-hmm, for the express purpose of getting this foreign agent to come up with this stuff to interfere with the election. I mean, it is so ridiculous that if we're going to look, mm-hmm, for interference or collusion and all this stuff, and that's out of my purview.
All right, now we got to change gears because we've had a couple of breaking stories occur late last night. One of them is still a developing story, and that is the fact that the Puerto Rican governor, we told you yesterday we thought he was going to resign, and he kind of waited to see what was going to happen. They had probably around 1 million people on the streets around Puerto Rico, was the report. And the legislature had started the impeachment proceedings against this governor to get him out of there. And I think he realized that it was now or never for him to resign. And he did, but he did so effective next Friday.
That's right, August 2nd. And that's when Puerto Rico's Secretary of Justice, Wanda Vasquez, is going to take over as the interim governor. It would have gone to the Secretary of State, but that person has also resigned. That's vacant.
He didn't want it.
That's right. So you've got the Secretary of Justice, which I believe is akin to the Attorney General type of role.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
That is correct. And we'll see what happens. And I don't think that person wants it either, but he has to take it pursuant to the Constitution and the succession rule that's there. And then they'll put up some gubernatorial candidates to run against each other. You suppose they'll be dumb enough to elect another Democrat to run the mess over there?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we'll have to stay tuned and see, but the people come first, and the direction has to be rooted out.
Now we got to talk about what happened in New York City last night in a jail cell. Mr. Epstein, who is waiting trial and this, that, and the other, and all that, and they won't let him out of jail. They're saying that he may have attempted suicide because he was found unconscious in his cell with marks around his neck. I wouldn't be surprised that the long arms of the Clintons, and I'm just throwing this out there, the long arms of the Clintons, who have got a lot to lose, especially Bill, if this guy Epstein tells what he knows about the Clintons and other people as well, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody didn't throw some money into the works and say, hey, we want this guy gone.
Well, I mean, that's a very dark, kind of thing, and unfortunately, there's been some...
But it happens.
Yeah, it's exactly.
And we all know about the Clinton body trail, don't we?
Well, exactly right. And there's an inmate in that jail. We understand it's in Manhattan. It's called the Metropolitan Correctional Facility there
right.
in New York City. There's an inmate there that says he didn't see anything happen to Epstein, but he is Epstein is on suicide watch, and of course the reports are that he was semi-conscious and that he had some marks on him and so forth. But this is stay tuned on this because they're very fast-changing elements to this story too.
And again, we're going to have to keep our eyes on that, keep our eyes on Puerto Rico. There's going to be more stuff today. There's going to be more backlash, I think, about what happened yesterday. Mueller has now been thrown under the bus by the Democrats, and I don't know what their next plan of action is going to be, but they have absolutely, absolutely, positively, and I'll use Robert Mueller's words, the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired with the Russian government in its election interference activities. That's a quote from Robert Mueller. And we'll let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, professor of politics, and we'll be right back with more. We're going to take a look at our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And don't forget, it's all about we the people here in this program. Very busy night tonight. All the stuff that's going on, we're keeping our eyes on the news, too. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey. He knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, you gotta keep on going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The pipeline is the lifeline to a nation. And men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go. And doing what you best know how to do. Fever, cause men become addicted to the grind. It's disrespectful free to be a truck driving man and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on.
Alrighty, that's Aaron Tippett, and that's the Moving On song, the newer version of it, done by him, because, of course, the original radio show, or television show, Moving On, was Will and Sonny Pruitt, and that was Merle Haggard that did that song, so we appreciate him coming in there, and that's the music for this hour on the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Well, here we go. Let's take a look at what's going on out there. Now, severe Thunderstorms will be predominant in the north-central U.S. today. There'll be more heat, more monsoonal rains in the west, shifting over to Nevada. And it's kind of hard to believe that we're going to get monsoonal rains in Nevada. But north of Las Vegas, the answer to that is, yeah, we are. Now, isolated severe thunderstorms are going to occur Thursday across portions of the northern plains and upper Midwest. Large hail, damaging straight-line winds will appear to be some of the main threats. There could be a tornado or two, and we're talking about Montana, we're talking about North and South Dakota, and depending on how fast this thing moves along, we could be talking about parts of western and northern Minnesota. We'll see. Now, monsoonal moisture will also produce a localized threat for flash flooding in the southwest region of the United States through Friday. We are talking about Nevada. We're talking about parts of Arizona in the mountainous areas around Kingman, Arizona, over towards Flagstaff. And the possibility exists for some rain and flood watches and warnings in the southern part of Colorado and the northern part of New Mexico, right along I-25 in the hilly and mountainous sections there. Now, also, the heat impacts, the high heat index will be around again for California, the inland areas of California, the desert southwest as well. Now, tonight, from about Ontario, California, all the way up to just west of Sacramento. Matter of fact, it is just about to Sacramento. You're going to have an extreme heat advisory warning for heat index temperatures from 110 to 115 degrees, with actual temperatures at or above 100 to 105 degrees. So it's going to be very, very, very hot out there. And if you're traveling California 99 tomorrow, you're going to want to carry at least a couple of extra gallons of, again, and I like to tell you, not just water, but you want to carry water to drink, that's fine. Buy a gallon of water, drinking water from a grocery store or something. But you really need to carry 2 or 3 gallons of 50-50 mixture antifreeze water to put in your vehicle in the event you overheat, because that's going to work for you a lot better than something totally different. Now, also, keep in mind that with this, we've got the poor air quality. And the poor air quality is going to be, again, in the Phoenix, Arizona area. Also over in Texas, around the Metroplex, north of Dallas. And San Antonio, yep, you're going to get it there, too. Austin, you're probably going to have some stale, stagnant air there. Believe it or not, Houston, Galveston, it looks like you're going to get some of it, too. And that's what we're looking at. Now, Montana, you've got a fire threat, fire warning for very dry and very warm temperatures up that way. Plus, there's some cold air that's mixing in with the heat that's up there, going to create some thunderstorms. And eastern Montana, you could have some interesting times here over the next 12 to 18 hours. So be advised of that. And elsewhere, it's just a hit or miss when it comes to the rain. Now, Florida, southeast the panhandle, and southeastern, let's see, Alabama and Louisiana. There'll be some thunderstorms around the Gulf, some scattered thunderstorms around Georgia, Alabama as well. The northern part of Mississippi will see some rain today. Could see some scattered showers in Tennessee. So when you're out there in the highways and the byways, remember to truck it safe, and we don't want to be talking about you. And Catwoman and Road Dogg, of course, they've been taking their time because of the fact that I believe the truck had to go in the shop for another problem that they had. They've been having some problems with that new truck of theirs. Thank goodness it's new, because if it was older, they'd probably still be sitting in the shop, I guess. But is what it is. And, of course, I want to say hello to Trucker Ed tonight. He's chimed in. Trucker Mark, he's chimed in. Catwoman and Road Dogg, already told you about them. Special shout-out to all our Crete and our Schaefer Trucking as well as our Hunt transportation drivers. And to the mail haulers that are running around, we've had a whole bunch of them chiming in. By the way, I tried my best to communicate with everybody that was sending me messages during the course of the day with what was going on. I had over 500 Facebook instant messages, and it was very difficult to try to keep track of 100, let alone 500. But I tried, so I tried doing the best I could. And I've got over 2,000 emails since yesterday from people wanting to tell me what they thought about the hearings and all that. And I appreciate that, and keep them coming, because I do my very best, because on the weekend what I do is I go through and I try to make sure I look at all those and I try to answer everything that gets sent to me. So it's just me, and I try to do the best I can with what I got. And Trucker Ed, you take him, be careful out there, you be careful. He made a comment here about watching what was going on with the hearings. He said it's kind of like, reminds him of his old days when he used to drink and go around, hang around bars when they would play darts. He'd shoot darts at the dartboard and hoping that one of them would stick. And that's what the Democrats have been doing, or what they've been trying to do to the president. And, yeah, you're right, Trucker Ed, you're right. You're absolutely right. Now, pilots and Flying J are your new best friend if you're out there on the road. Now, you don't have to be a trucker. You can be a camper, an RVer. You can be somebody that's a business person traveling around, and you want a good place to eat. You want to get off the road for a little while and enjoy the air conditioning and whatnot. Then check out your pilot in Flying J when you see the next one coming up on the exit that you're headed for on the interstates or the U.S. highway you're on or wherever. Because the pilot travel centers are something to die for these days. You know, they got a hold of a chain of truck stops, and they took some of them and made them into pilot travel centers, and then they modernized some of the other ones, made them bigger, put all the different amenities in there. And, of course, the Flying J's, they've always been top-notch anyway, because they started out west. Everybody that ran out west knew where the Flying J was. And then when they went nationwide, came east, went north, went south, east, west, then they became even more vibrant. Now, the Arby's or a Chester's Chicken or a Dairy Queen or a Denny's or McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, Huddle House or Moe's Southwest Grill. You can find any one of those at a Flying J or a pilot truck stop. And don't forget about that. Oh, and I guess I got Mr. Let's see here. Yep, Mr. Uber's chiming in there tonight. And we hope that you're doing all right down there. His name is David, I believe. Yeah, David, okay. And you're not driving tonight. Okay, getting a new water pump. All right, well, very good, and I'll do that for you. And Trey Gowdy, you betcha. Trey Gowdy and Jim Jordan, they did do a stellar job today. You're right. So we thank you there, David. You be careful when you do get your water pump and whatnot taken care of so you can get back out onto the road with your Uber-mobile, because you got to make money. And, by the way, I went by a shop yesterday, and they had discounts for Uber and Lyft drivers. Oil changes. I forget where it was. It was somewhere in Tampa over here to the east of me. All righty. I'll be right back. Right into the top of the hour, Ms. Rosemary coming in. And she's going to have her message and say howdy, howdy to a bunch of people. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.